It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden says he's happy Congress passed a short-term funding bill that keeps the government open, but he said he's sick and tired of the brinksmanship over the federal budget.
Stop playing games.
That's the president's message to Congress after a bruising battle to avert a government shutdown. Now, he says, make sure this doesn't happen again when the temporary bill runs out November 17th.
I strongly urge my Republican friends in Congress not to wait.
And when it comes to funding for Ukraine, the president directed his remarks to House Republicans.
They said they're going to support Ukraine in a separate vote. We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Angry House conservatives say they'll try to remove Kevin McCarthy as speaker because of his support for the bill that kept the lights on. He says he's ready for the fight.
If somebody wants to make a motion against me, bring it. There has to be an adult in the room.
Far-right Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz told ABC he'll lead that charge.
Kevin McCarthy's going to get his wish. I don't think the adult in the room would allow America to sit atop a $33 trillion debt.
McCarthy today told CBS's Face the Nation he believes he'll survive any attempt to oust him. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain walked the picket line at a Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio yesterday.
I know you're all fed up, just as we all are. And we're all in this together, and we're going to get there together.
That's
we are going
right.
to move mountains, and we're going to make this happen.
That's right.
And we're going to bring the best contract
that's
we've
right.
seen in our
that's
life.
Right. Yeah.
25,000 auto workers are now off the job at plants in 21 states. A suicide bomber detonated an explosive device in front of a government building in the heart of Turkey's capital, Ankara, today. The Kurdistan Workers' Party says it carried out the attack. Reporter Pinar Sevinçadir is in Istanbul.
Two police officers have been injured in a suicide bombing attack in front of the Interior Minister buildings. One assailant blew himself up and the other one was killed by the security forces.
Just say no to elevators. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
According to a new study from Tulane University, climbing up flights of stairs might be better for you than walking thousands of steps daily. The researchers found that taking at least 50 steps upstairs daily could slash your risk of heart disease, including coronary artery disease or stroke, by 20%.
Bills safety Damar Hamlin took the field today against the Miami Dolphins as part of Buffalo's kickoff return unit. Hamlin has played in three preseason games, but this is his first regular season game since he went into cardiac arrest on the field in January. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 86. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 59. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, high of 85. High of 81 Tuesday under partly cloudy skies. 73 Wednesday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Three. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Wipe the dust out your ass. Earl, I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What's happening, Earl?
Man, I don't know how you wind up in Green Bay without your sidekick.
Now you my sidekick.
Hey,
now you my
it's
sidekick.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. So, yeah, I'm your sidekick.
No, man, you, Earl, if I was walking, I'd let you walk in front of me, man.
Oh, man.
Just in case somebody's shooting.
Hey, man. Hey, good morning, man. What's going on, man?
What's up, Earl? What's happening? Man, how's your weekend?
Hey, my weekend was great, man, but you had a great weekend, man. Why are you in Green Bay today?
Oh, man. Well, it was opening. As you say, this ain't baseball, but opening day. And it's alumni weekend. So they called the Grave Digger and said, hey, man, come on down and hang out with the boys. So that's what it did.
Let me ask you, man, when you say alumni, does that include everybody who had a jersey, whether or not they were stars or not?
Everybody, yeah. Yeah, that's how it is. I've seen some guys that ain't bust a great. But they in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how he got. I'm making them like, how you on? Don't nobody know you. But anyway, yeah, man, alumni weekend. If you put on a pack of helmets, you was in there.
Wow.
From any
man.
Era. From the 50s, 60s, 70s, all the way up to all the way down.
You know, man, you know, you do that every year.
Every opening game, yes.
Yeah. Well, so. Was anything different? I mean, is the excitement the same every opening
game?
A lot
of old dudes was in the way. I'm like, move, man. You're too slow. Move. But it, I'm telling you this, man. It was so good to see Paul Kaufman.
Lynn Dickey.
Mr. Jerry Kramer was there.
Jerry Kramer is still around?
Dave Robinson.
So let me put it in perspective. If I sneeze too hard, I'm going to be 70 years old. But I was watching Jerry Kramer and Dave Robinson when I was a kid.
Hey,
so that tells you something, right?
They still think it's thieves to this day, man. It's a treat to sit. If they sitting there watching the game and you sitting behind them, it's a treat to be sitting right
You know, man, Dave Robinson was one of the tallest linebackers that even today's probably, what is he, about 6'3"?
Man, he 80-some years old.
I know. I got
and still moving around like he's 70 or 60.
So I know Jerry Kramer ain't moving around that good.
No, but he's still sharp as a tackle.
Yeah, well, he played center, man, and back in those days.
Guard, man.
A guard. But, oh,
and
Jim
kicker.
Ringo. Jim Ringo. Okay, I stand corrected. Jim Ringo was the center. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Did you know Jerry Kramer kicked field goals?
Yeah, man. Come, I told you, man, I was around during those times.
I can't tell if you say Jerry Kramer was a center.
Well, I made a Freudian slip.
A what?
A Freudian slip.
I don't even know how to spell that. Look that up, Calvin. Fraudian.
But what I'm saying is, you know, back in those days, Jerry Kramer, and Jerry Kramer threw the block in the what was it called? I forgot the
I'm going to leave you hanging on this one.
Yeah, well, it was
the ice bowl.
Okay. The Jerry Kramer is the one who
threw the block. Calvin, stop holding up cue cards for him.
Jerry Kramer is the one who threw the block for Bart Starr that beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, but so, that ain't what got him in the Hall of Fame.
No, well, what got him in the Hall of Fame was he
Physical play got him in the Hall of Fame. No question.
And he's not a big guy.
No, no, I don't. I mean, Jerry, bad dude, but I think I could have took him if he was mono.
Well, he probably only weighed 260.
Right. Back the lineman, then, that was big.
Yeah, linemen back in those days were very small. But anyway, you saw the Packer game, man.
Up close and in person.
Let me ask you your thoughts when they were down 17-0 in the third quarter.
See, now this is
in the fourth quarter, they were down 17-0.
Yeah, this is where you know who's a true Packer fan and who's a paper fan. I'm a true Packer fan. We don't lose hope until that clock say 0-0.
Hey, Gilbert, it was a lot of people calling for the defensive coordinator, calling for his neck, booing.
They still calling for his neck.
I know. Hey, if they're calling.
But I'm gonna tell you this, Earl. I'm gonna tell you this. The electricity. Even when they was down, it was still standing room only.
Well, that's Lambeau Field at any time, Gilbert. I don't care if it's preseason, whatever it is. That's the magic of Lambeau, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Let's go to Al. Our phone line's open, by the way, at 844-967-2789. Hey, man, the Gravedigger is alive. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee.
Alive.
Hey, what's going on, Al?
How you doing, Earl?
All right.
And I have one question for the Gravedigger. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man.
My brother, we both from Detroit. Please explain to me why Bakhtiari is still on the team and he ain't played for one game in the last year and a half. How come he didn't go to New York with his boy?
A lot of money. I'm getting after him early.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That's right. We from the D, man. But I don't know how you get down like that, man. What that dude making? Over $2 million?
What are you talking about? Over $2 million? Man, he's way up there. He's about 20, 25, somewhere around there.
Man, I tell you what, man, I can't call it, man, because this would be two games he'd have missed, right?
Yeah.
He played the first one and then two games. I don't know, man. I mean, I like Bakhtiari. He's a tough and he's a guy that you want on your team.
Right.
But to pick and choose if you can play or not, I ain't built like that.
Well, he said he's not picking and choosing if he can play, Gilbert.
What is he doing?
He's saying he's got an injured knee, and he's not picking and choosing. He said when he can play, he can play. When he can't, he can't.
Mm.
Well, you played the game, man. Is it the choice of the player, or is it the choice of the medical staff?
They're going to ask you if you can play. And if you can play, they're going to let you play. Now, if they're holding him out, For what?
Long
what
term.
Games are you holding him out for?
Well, they're looking long term, Gilbert. That
long term for what? I'm like Al, man. I'm like Al, man. If you get a paycheck, you got to show up, man. You got to show up.
Go ahead, Al.
He played five downs last year in one game and didn't play the whole year. This man making over $20 million a year, and he's still sitting on the bench. Now, come on, man. Somebody got to make a decision and get some new players in there because this man is not contributing nothing to nobody. And he may not be a bad guy. The point is we need players, and he's not one of them right now and hasn't been for over a year.
Well,
Al got a good point, man.
All right, Al. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Gilbert.
Mm.
So they're stuck with the man.
Yeah, they still do.
Who's going to take him? He's damaged goods, and they got to pay him. So they're trying to protect for maybe later on
Yeah.
You can't throw him out there this early and get him, you know, and he out for the whole season.
No, I mean, this game coming up, I don't care if you have dead, you're going to want to play in this game.
Well,
we're going to see.
Well, listen, man, this is it, man. Detroit and Green Bay in a game
we
that means see. Something.
We're going to see.
You know, Detroit, over the last year or two.
Hey, come on. Hey, it looks like you got another caller, man.
Wait a minute. Hey, Gilbert. Stay in your lane.
I'm trying to, but I don't want to sit up and talk about no Detroit Lions.
Hey, this game and Detroit, game means something.
It's a marquee game.
It's a marquee game. We're going to have to talk about it, man.
It's a marquee game.
But I'll get that guy on the line. We'll get him after the break. So
after the break?
Yeah. You know,
that dude got to go to work, Earl. I could bring him on
and then he get 10 seconds to talk. But I noticed.
It depends. We might not only need to give him 10 seconds depending on what he's talking about.
Well, he going to talk, man. He like to talk. So, you know. I didn't want to give him, 15 seconds and then have to pull the rug off and under.
Okay.
So we can get him back after the break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger in full effect on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Earl, I love you. You know that, right?
Too bad. Yeah, you ready, man.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well. You know out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
With Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 71. Today, under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 60. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Dollar bill, yo.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin Land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream.
All right, welcome back. The Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. And you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Tell somebody else about us. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And good morning, Gilbert. Thanks for being on the show again. Pleasure as always. Really quickly, I'm trying to make a comment, and then I got a question for Gilbert. So the question is, when they were down 17-0, I personally did not like the call. I think it was like 4th and 2. They were close. I think they were on the 15-yard line or something like that, and they didn't go for the field goal. And I thought really at that point they needed to get some points on the board, and, of course, the 4th and 2, it didn't work. And the other question I have is, do you think Patrick Taylor should be replacing A.J. Dillon? Because A.J. Dillon just doesn't – I mean, he's got tree trunks for legs. There's no question. But for some reason, he doesn't seem to be – I don't know. He's, like, stuck in the mud or something. I don't know what's going on with him. And then I will say this, and the comment is this. I really was impressed with how we came back because, keep in mind, he didn't have Aaron Jones. He didn't have Christian Watson. Obviously, Al, I agree with Al with Bakhtiari. Jenkins was not playing, so he basically had the left side, starting left side, completely out of commission. And Jair Alexander was missing. So I think the fact that they're able to do that, considering they're missing some star players, speaks a lot to the fact that that team believes in each other.
Okay.
But I wanted to hear his thoughts on the two questions.
All right, Dave. Afterwards. Thank you for the call. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Man. Your boy AJ Dillon just getting a bad rep all over the place, man. And ain't nobody saying how they're using him or see how they're using him. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to throw him in that tailback role, and he's not a tailback. He's a bruiser. Y'all got to remember that. Now, if Aaron Jones was back healthy, we wouldn't be talking about this.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? He's the feature back right now. You trying to put a fullback. And he's, I mean, in this credit, when I always like to go back to Tampa Bay when they had Ward Dunn and Mike Alstott. Now, when Ward Dunn went down and Mike Alstott was the feature back, that was the difference. But they had an offensive line to do that. I keep telling y'all, watch the offensive line play when Dillon trying to run that ball. Is there a hole open for him to run through?
No, man.
You see what I'm saying? Don't stop. Get off this kid like that, man.
Well, you know, Gilbert, the announcers are even saying it. But when he gets the ball.
That's why the fans say it. Because the announcers is killing him.
Yeah.
And then the fans going to say, they're not really telling y'all where the offensive line is not really opening that hole so he can get in there.
Yeah, well, they're saying that, you know, he used to run harder. But you always say, hey, man, they got some catch there. They don't care how big and strong A.J. Dillon is, right?
Oh, no. We don't care if his legs tree trunks. We going to put him through the wood chop.
Hey, so the lineman, if there's no hole, I don't care how big he is.
What
ain't gonna
supposed
make
to
one.
Do? Yeah, because there's a difference if there's no hole and Aaron Jones can bounce it to the outside
fast. Right, right.
He ain't going to do that. He going to take the brunt. He going to get up in that hole and try to move the crowd and let it open up that way. You got to learn the game before you start talking about people, man.
But I mean, that's clearly, Gilbert, his job, right? His job is the sledgehammer.
Yes, his job is just like back when it was William Henderson and Armand Green,
right.
William Henderson and Dorsey Levins. William going to bounce up in there. He going to hit Urlacher in the mouth, and he going to do what he need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a difference, man.
Well, you know, the bad thing about it, Gilbert, I think, is by now, too many fans have already under the belief that it's time for him to go.
They don't pass judgment on him.
Yeah, well, you know him, right? I mean,
yeah, I know
him. He's as nice a man as you'll ever want to meet.
He's a great cat, man. Great kid, man.
A good character guy.
He's one of those dudes that give you the shirt off his back if he had to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he's getting a bad rap because they forcing him to be something that he's not.
Yeah, he could never. He doesn't have that kind of speed, and they knew that when they drafted him, right?
Yeah, he's a bruiser, and when you run that lead, if anybody know what a lead is when the quarterback face to the full gives to the tail, and you got that big lead blocker going to hit that linebacker in the mouth so you can cut off left or right. They gonna miss that for their feature back.
Yeah. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844.
I'm going to call you the break, man.
Nice.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child. Parent.
Neighbor. Colleague.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 86. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 59. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high of 85. High of 81 Tuesday under partly cloudy skies. 73 Wednesday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. And Calvin, you played the right song at the right time. You know, Gilbert and I were just talking off the air about Jordan Love. The Love Train. Gilbert, are they getting on the Love Train?
Man, I'm going to tell you this. I was at the stadium, right?
Right.
You know, that, like the entertainers say and everybody say, you know, they're introducing the guys. But when they introduce that guy, the pop from the crowd, you know that Elvis just walked in the building. You know James Brown just walked in the building. You hit, did you know when Taylor Swift walked in the building?
Come on,
when they
man.
Said,
come on,
when
man.
They said Jordan Love, the pop. If it was a roof on there, it'd have blew off.
So it's safe to say that the fans have embraced Jordan Love in his era.
Oh yes, oh yes. By every time he got out on the field, and here it is, man. Like I always say, I can close my eyes and I can know that that's Brett Favre on the center calling cadence. I can close my eyes and say that is Aaron Rodgers
Come
calling
on, man.
Cadence.
Come on, man.
I can close my eyes and say it's like that part of it never changed.
Hey, Gilbert, it's all right to say that when you're off the air.
I'm not saying play or anything, man. I'm talking about if I close my eyes, I'm thinking Brett Favre is out there calling cadence.
Oh, okay.
Just by the sound of it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know?
Well, you know, you look at him, and as I said off the air, man, I think his height, he just looks like a tall
man. He got to be 6'5", though. 6'6".
Is he that tall, man?
He got to be, man. I'm looking up at him. I'm 6'3".
Oh, man. And so he throws a beautiful ball. You can tell he learned that sidearm pass, you know.
I've been touting since day one.
Yeah, you've been.
And Jordan Love is going to be an elite quarterback in this league.
You know, elite. You know, part of it is he's getting great protection.
Ooh.
Man, he's getting great protection, Gilbert.
Yes.
I mean,
and we ain't at full strength, Earl. We ain't at full strength at that protection part.
Well, you know, and for those who don't understand, all you got to do is look at the Chicago Bears and what Justin Fields.
Poor fella.
Man, yeah. Hey,
poor fella. They need to get him out of there.
Yeah, he got.
He need a fresh start somewhere.
Well,
else.
He got a horrible concussion yesterday.
Oh, man, you don't wish that on nobody.
No, man. But so I'm just trying to contrast that offensive line.
You can't.
With the Packers offensive line.
You can't. They never had an offensive line anyway.
No, the Bears didn't. But it matters. It really matters.
It does, man. I tout that all the time. It starts up front. Like I said, you got an elite quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. But you got a boo-boo the fool offensive line. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. You got to get them hogs up front that can move their feet and pass block. So, that's why we so good at pass blocking and we horrible at run blocking.
So the teams have to be built from the lines.
You got to get you a quarterback and build your team around him.
All right,
that's the only way it's going to work.
Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Show me the love, baby. Yeah. I tell you what. He's impressive. He's mobile. He throws a bullet. And I'm so excited for this kid. I can't tell you. I just love it. I love the comeback. I'm proud of the way his composure going for two and scrambled and threw a rifle. Yeah. So, I'm excited.
CJ, he is mobile. And you can tell the difference when the quarterback can move around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember Lynn Dickey? He couldn't move. He could throw the ball, but he couldn't move.
Yeah.
He couldn't get away from anybody. But this is an exciting time for Wisconsin sports, for Green Bay Packers. And I love hearing you two gentlemen talk about it.
Hey CJ, thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
Thanks, CJ. I appreciate it. Hey, you know what the deal is, though, Earl? The bad game is coming. It's going to come. And then we're going to see what you say about it.
So, you mean for
Jordan.
Yeah, well, you know, it started off bad yesterday, man.
No, it didn't, man. That ain't bad. That ain't bad. I'm talking bad would
a
be
a couple interceptions.
Yeah, a couple interceptions. You know, some crazy stuff. But I'm gonna tell you, he has earned from the way he came out and the way he's playing now. He has earned
respect.
Yes. I just don't want it to change or something bad.
Hey, Gilbert,
it's coming.
It's game 3 of 17.
Game 3 of 17.
Okay, you're right. And like you said last week, I ain't going by all the games. One game at a time.
The game.
I'll listen to what you say now. Go ahead.
The game coming up Thursday. As you know, the progress, you know how you got, if you had a coach that paddled you all the time, they can't do that now. They call it what, corporal punishment or right. something? But we had a coach, Dozier, he called it public floggings.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So when you bring that progress report to him and you ain't got those grades. So this is the game right here. This game coming up right here is the game. That's going to let us know what kind of team we really got.
Well, and you got a good schedule, too, a favorable schedule.
No, but this is it, Earl. This is the one that's going to let us know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, let's go to Rico.
Rico Suave.
Hey, Rico, what's going on, man? What do you want to say, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Good combo this morning. Hey, Gilbert's got a point, though. I knew going into that late into the third quarter yesterday, I said, they're going to have to give this ball to J-Lo and turn him loose. He's going to have to be turned loose. I said, this could go one way or the other. You go back and look at him in Utah State. I said, this man will throw the ball up 50, 60 yards down the field. He's going to put it where you can get it, but there might be a defender or two on you. And, you know, he did just that, and he made it through that game yesterday. But I'll tell you what, there's a guy ain't been benching today, which I wish was, and that's that defense. Rashad Gary had one heck of a game yesterday. Man, we need to find him a nickname like you, Gilbert. I think we do.
Well,
Kenny Clark was right there helping him, and Kenny Clark was playing in unison.
Well, you know, Rico, you are right about Gary. Gilbert, your thoughts?
You know what, man? Yeah, I mean, Kenny Clark, that's my guy. I love me some Kenny Clark, OMG. And Gary played, but hey, for us to show up in the third and fourth quarter the way we did, defense had big parts.
Yeah, the defense shut them down.
Man, they showed up when they had to. Right there before the half, shutting them out, you know what I'm saying? And then getting into the game, we had to get the ball back. Not wishing bad injury on somebody, but that sack that put out Carr.
Yeah, that made the difference.
And they brought in Jameson Winston.
I thought he was a better quarterback than that.
The game was over.
I thought he was a better quarterback than that.
Man, he ain't no starter.
But I also say this to you, Gilbert. You know, Gary. Gary, and people can't forget, man. He came off a torn ACL, man.
Yeah.
And he had to work like the Dickens. They weren't expecting him to be back at this early in the season, man.
That's called drive, attitude. He got all that.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes, man, that he wants to be going down as a legend.
Well, you see him. Is he a big guy?
He's a big guy. I mean, he's not extremely big.
He ain't as big as George Kuntz.
Physical.
He ain't as big as George
Kuntz. He might be a little bit bigger than George Kuntz, man. He's physical because he's playing the end spot.
Right.
But he can see he's one of those tweener dudes. He can play the end, he can play the linebacker. He's big, he's strong, he's powerful in both positions.
And he got some speed. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And he got the attitude, man. He got the attitude and that heart that can't be matched.
You know, if y'all use the term dogs, okay?
Oh,
and the Packers, they got some dogs, man. They got some defensive backs that's dogs. They got some linebackers that's dogs. They got men on the line that's dogs. I mean, you know, and
Earl, you're giving me goosebumps right now, man. You're giving me goosebumps right now, man.
Hey, Gilbert, I told you I watched the preseason. They're deep, man.
Earl, and here's the killer part. We are not at full strength.
I know. That's the other part.
Jair Alexander did not play yesterday.
Well, you know,
we are not at full strength on both sides of the ball.
You know, I wouldn't want to have been on the airplane with the kicker that missed a 46-yard field goal.
That's why. That's why I say, man, the pole kickers, man. I don't even know why that's a position. Oh my God! Hey, man. Gilbert,
let me ask you. You've been around. When yes, the kicker missed a 46-yard field goal,
you want to slap taste out his mouth because all you supposed to do is kick the ball, fool.
A 46-yard field goal—that's like an extra point today for kickers.
God bless it.
Yeah, but he had to get on the bus.
Yeah,
and then back on the flight back.
Yeah,
you think anybody mentioned his name?
You know what, man? That's your teammate, and you got to pat him on the back. But in the back of your mind, you say, man, this fool here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, man, you know, you can't say it was a complete team effort because, again, the defense shut him out in the second half, and the offense, that was 14. So what about the special teams, man, after the kickoff?
Special teams played pretty good, you know. But special teams got to put them in those positions so the defense can go out and work. You know, if you give them too many yards, you put the defense past the 50, then we're going to have some problems. Keep them back there. Let's go work. Let's go fight. Give us some room to fight.
So you know, because you're the guy who played the game. You know, I played it in my dreams, and it ain't the same, is it?
No, it ain't the same.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know. But
no, you can't.
I'm saying, man, it makes a difference if they're starting on their 20 as opposed to starting on their 40.
Field position, man. That's in the annals of time, a field battle and all them great generals and everything. They want to get the field position so we can fight. You don't want to put them right there in front of the front door.
Yeah, well, you know, Gilbert, we got to talk about that, the line. The Packers' lines.
Yeah. On both sides.
On both sides of the ball, they're solid. Right?
And
so if you
I got a little problem with the run game. I got a little problem with
Aaron Jones ain't
that's
been
gonna
there.
Come back and that's gonna come back and haunt us, man. Them boys can pass block now, but we got to start moving people. We got to move, we ain't gonna get nowhere.
Well, you know, the back matters too. You know,
the back does matter. Yeah, it has to work, and they have to work and complement each other.
You know what I mean? Let me ask you: the sound of the crowd, was it? You saw the difference in the second half than in that first half. Did the crowd?
Yeah.
You just got the crowd matters. You said
the crowd is man. There is nothing like Lambeau Field, man. I'm telling you, they got the new big jumbotrons out there.
I told you,
fans are going crazy and stuff, man. That atmosphere yesterday was electric. You better have you a Ginsu knife if you want to touch
So it was like a playoff atmosphere.
Man, it was a championship atmosphere out there yesterday. Game one was a championship atmosphere.
Yes, and we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're on the Earl Ingram Show. So Gilbert, just like the players, it's time to move on. They, you know, yesterday was yesterday. They got a big game against Detroit, man. Is that in Lambeau?
Yeah. Thursday night. Under the lights, baby.
Under the lights, man. Does it matter?
Under the lights. Oh, yeah. Under the lights. It's like that, you know, it's like when your first time you made varsity.
Yeah.
And it's
Friday
night lights.
Yeah.
But we ain't had no lights in Detroit. You know, we had flashlights. Lights turned off.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, it's a different atmosphere. It's going to be a different crowd. And it's going to be electric,
it's national television, man.
National television, we under the lights, man. It's gonna be a good game, man. It's gonna see who's gonna take the division.
It's early, Gilbert.
Minnesota and Chicago ain't got nothing.
Well, you might be right about that.
So this is the game that's gonna decide the division, right?
Hey, ain't that amazing, man? We're talking about game four.
But see, here's the killer part, Earl. Everybody was talking about Detroit was first, Minnesota was second, maybe Chicago third.
Well,
we lost Aaron Rodgers.
They tied.
We lost Aaron Rodgers, so now we last.
Well, they tied. Green Bay.
What dummy said that? What dummy that was writing that paper? See, that lets you know what these media people be talking about. Nothing.
Well, I was one of those who...
You showed
you know... Everything I read about the Chicago Bears, hey man, you know you
mm-mm.
I don't know.
You was the main
can
one.
You imagine?
Oh, they got this. They draft with that.
Hey, Gilbert, can you imagine? Can you imagine being on a team like that, and the season just started, and you got 14 more games to play, and hey man, but anyway. Detroit, man, Detroit just seems to be a good test. They're going to be a good test because they got a hell of a coach, too. They got a hell of a defensive line. They got a hell of an offensive line. It's going to be a hell of a game, man.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game, man, because Detroit is trying to come in physical. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to say, hey. We done got y'all a couple times up here in this Lambeau Field. Hey, dog, we got a bunch of kitty litter, and we going to start passing it out.
Well, you know, Gilbert, the Detroit is a physical team, but Green Bay is a physical team.
Man, we got some horses up front, don't we?
Yeah, man.
And I'm telling you, I told you, when I was walking through that tunnel, and I'm looking at these cats come out after halftime, man, it looked like they had a couple of Tyrannosaurus Rexes walking down that way. And I said, my God, I swear I saw some big dudes coming out of there.
Well, so just to contrast why the lines matter so much, you saw Colorado in Oregon.
Oh, my God.
You saw a team with an offensive and a defensive line that just devoured the line of Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
So you can,
these the big boys now. Y'all been playing them chumps. Come on over here and let me show you.
Well, you can have all the skilled players in the world, but it just goes to show, Gilbert, it goes back. You ain't got them horses, man.
You got to have them horses that's going to deal out brute force. And they had them horses, man. They grab hold to you. You know, you got the quick dude come in the third down.
Yeah.
I look good. But see what he had on first and second down when them big boys grab hold of.
Yeah.
Meow.
You know, I was, and I can't help it, man. I watched the line play, man. You know, I'm hooked in through you, man. I watched that. To me, yeah. I'm a guy who used to watch all the fancy guys, you know.
Mm-hmm. No.
But, man, it's some horses up front, man.
You got to watch the fight, man. That's the thing. They don't get no credit. But they out
there
battling,
man. They pay them now.
Gilbert, the
good offensive linemen get paid.
Yeah, I ain't saying nothing about paying. I'm talking about as a fan. You ain't going to watch that. You going to watch all the pretty boys.
Yeah.
But when you start watching the fight inside, you're going to be like, my God, I ain't know they got like that.
Well, you know, having been a pretty boy once in my life, I understand what it was.
Lord Jesus.
I understand why they watched
it. Earl, you might be the only dude that talk about himself as being pretty when he know he ain't.
I said once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Okay, Cab Calloway. Okay.
hey, man, let me, you know, the other part of it is, and we don't talk about it, but the cat can coach.
LaFleur
can coach, man.
Yeah, he can coach. He need to call some better plays, though. A couple times was questionable. I'm like, why would you call that?
Yeah, well, I mean, in a whole game.
Is he calling plays or is he the offensive coordinator?
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator.
So he calling plays.
Oh, yeah.
All that, them couple plays that he called.
Yeah,
I need to talk to him.
No,
there was a couple plays I looked at him like, man, I'd have called this and that would have worked.
Well, it's easy, you know, the Monday morning quarterbacking, you know. Yeah. But you watch him overall. Mm. And plus,
he's a good coach.
Plus, he can coach, Gilbert.
He's a good coach.
A good staff, right?
Yeah, and he's managing Jordan Love very well.
Yeah,
he's managing him well. He's trying to keep him out of the crazy stuff.
So Gilbert, the Packers are in good hands.
They're in good hands. I'm gonna say that.
So let's go back to I admit when I slipped and fell, and I was one of those when Rodgers left. I said it was gonna be a while before the Packers. Were able to come back, that they were going to be in the dark.
I've been trying to ground you, but you don't want to listen to your boy.
Hey, I'm admitting, man, I had to see it with my own eyes.
Yeah, I mean, we back in the hunt, man. Let's put it that way.
There's no question.
Everybody pulled us out because we lost Aaron Rodgers. No, we are back in the hunt because of what? Because of that G on the side of our helmet.
Yeah, you said that all along.
We
man.
Got swag, we got attitude, and we're going to slap these boys and let y'all know we still the dogs right here.
Hey, I might reach out to you on Thursday, man.
Reach out.
I'll reach out to you on Thursday. We may just do a special Thursday edition of the Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
Oh, man, y'all better throw a little bit more money in that envelope there.
We got to
slide that envelope over.
We got to run. We got to run, man. Hey, man, it's been a blast.
All right, Earl, love you, man.
Yeah, likewise, man. We'll talk again.
All right, Calvin, tell Big Sandy I said what's up.
I will, man. All right, we got to go to a break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger has ended. Talk to you later, man.
Deuces.
All right. And killed the Pooh Natty. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around one, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fried dreams, didn't even
see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read ice cubes a pinch. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often
WFHR,
hard to find the program.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.